From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Monday, April 22nd. A community memorial in downtown Chico for children killed in Gaza since October aims to raise awareness and encourage education about the crisis there. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more from the memorial organizers.
Flowers, toys, and signs sit atop a giant tree stump in Children's Park in downtown Chico. It's become the site of a memorial to the children who have been killed in Gaza. The memorial was organized by Chris Nelson, an activist with the Chico Peace Endeavor, and Danielle Fay, a local artist. Nelson says the memorial is meant to raise awareness.
There's something called compassion fatigue. I think people don't want to think about it. It's too painful, and that they block it out, but you can't turn your back on it.
The memorial is interactive. It has toys for kids to play with and a list of names of the children killed in the conflict. Artist Danielle Fay also included signs with questions, prompting the viewer to reflect on their own memories of childhood.
So it's really supposed to be something that just evokes this feeling of childhood. And so you just really give some awareness to people of really how to think about these children that are, they're totally innocent children that are in the crossfire here.
Fay and Nelson say they have not received any pushback from the city about the informal memorial, even though it's in a city park. They added that the community response has been positive. Nelson has heard from friends who visited the memorial. They told her it sparked conversations between children and their guardians about the situation in Gaza. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
Chico State sent out notification last week about a potential tuberculosis case on campus. Right now, the student is only suspected to have the disease and is waiting for lab confirmation. A Chico State official told NSPR that the university has started the process of contact tracing to notify people who may have been exposed. The student is in isolation and lives off campus. In an email, Butte County Public Health spokesperson Lisa Almaguer wrote that lab confirmation of tuberculosis can take several days. She said concern for Chico State's population is low, as the bacteria that causes tuberculosis is generally only transmitted through prolonged close contact with someone who has an active case of the infection. She said casual contact is generally not sufficient for transmission. And in other news, two more insurance companies are abandoning the state, leaving thousands more California homeowners adrift in a worsening insurance market. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Tokio Marine America Insurance Company and Trans-Pacific Insurance, both Japanese companies, say they'll begin sending non-renewal notices to customers starting July 1st. Together, they provide coverage for more than 12,000 California homeowners. A Tokio Marine America spokesperson told the San Francisco Chronicle Wednesday that it will continue to serve commercial customers, but can no longer provide personal coverage due to escalating costs. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
Chico and Tehama County are set to receive millions of dollars in aid as part of a nearly $200 million initiative by Governor Gavin Newsom to get people experiencing homelessness into housing. Tehama County Continuum of Care received the most funding of the two, just over $14 million. This was the third highest award out of 17 in the state. The Continuum is expected to house around 180 people in Tehama County by expanding interim and permanent housing. The city of Chico was awarded $2.7 million. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, Chico will use the funding to aid 30 unhoused people who are at the city's Genesis site and for rental assistance for about 30 others. The funding will also pay for outreach and engagement staff positions in the area. The money will come from California's Encampment Resolution Funding Program. And finally, in further housing news, about 100 people gathered to listen to a group of panelists examine Chico's affordable housing situation on Friday evening. The topic was discussed on both local and state levels. Assemblyman Alex Lee of the state's 24th District traveled to Chico to give a presentation about his plan for helping California communities get affordable housing built. Lee spoke about his recently proposed bill that would create a statewide housing authority, or, quote, social housing. He says that would mean communities with fewer resources to build housing could be helped by the state. The discussion happened on Chico State's campus, and the panel was also joined by Councilmember Addison Winslow. Butte County Housing Authority Director Ed Mayer and Chico State Social Work Assistant Professor Molly Calhoun. And those are your headlines for Monday, April 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.